Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A very special Thursday appearance from Larry Anderson from our Phillies broadcast. Now, Larry's usually on Wednesdays, but there was a game. And once again, Phil's on one day, you on the next day. Phil's win.
Well, like I said to Jack, I said I would not have answered the phone yesterday.
It's uncanny. Undefeated this year, I believe. Yeah.
No one. I would advise you not to answer the phone. Yes, we had to keep the streak going, man. Yes.
Really?
Let me ask you this, LA, specifically for baseball, the attitude of a team when they don't have their best player for an extended period of time. What is the right way to handle that? It's different than football, and it's different than basketball. Baseball with, only being up once every, nine hitters or whatever. What is the right attitude for a team to take into something like this?
We have to pick it up a little bit. I mean, I nothing really needs to be said, I don't think. But guys talk amongst themselves, just whether one player going around talking to others or a couple guys or whatever. But we got to pick it up. We got to do a little more. And to me, that means just, focus a little more. It doesn't mean swing a little harder or run an extra base, keep running until they throw you out. That's not that kind of doing more that we did on Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, we saw that.
Yeah, that obviously doesn't work. That's not really doing more. It's not helping anybody. It's doing little more things to help the team. Running into outs is not helping the team. I don't know who said it, Castie or maybe I think Schwarber. Maybe it's not for lack of effort. It's guys are trying. It's just not happening. But sometimes guys think they have to do more than they're capable of doing, and it doesn't mean that. It means it's lock in on yourself. Do the little things. Focus. Concentrate a little more on what you can do to help the team to be better. I think you have to realize that it doesn't mean swinging harder or trying to run for an extra base when you shouldn't. It's basically staying within yourself, but really locking in on doing that. And I think that's what you have to do. Obviously losing two guys, a key guy in the bullpen, Alvarado, it's a huge loss. And Harper, the thing is, you lose one hitter, you should be able, if you got, well, whether you got a big payroll or not. But, if you look at our payrolls, there's a lot of guys that should be doing more than they're doing based on that. And that's maybe it's not fair to correlate it that way, but it's what it is. I think the fourth highest paid team in baseball. One guy coming going down shouldn't affect it tremendously offensively. Is he a big part of it? Absolutely. It's stupid to even think anything else. But the fact that the other guys can't hold it together and score more than two runs a game for a length of time, that's nothing to do with losing your best player. That's just guys just not doing what they're capable. And it's, you know, even if Harper was healthy, maybe they'd still be going through this streak because it's, yeah. I mean, it's just one bat. But, you know, yesterday I think was one of the best games we played this year all around, especially coming out of that streak or that losing streak or slump we were going through. I thought it was a great game we played. We had great pitching. Lizardo was excellent. We hit well, we ran well, we fielded well, and the results, you know, we saw that.
Yeah. Well, listen, we all agree with you on the absence of Harper is no excuse for everybody else to go in the tank and not do their jobs. It's enough good players through that lineup that they should still be able to sort of pick up some of where Harper left off, even though he wasn't necessarily having a great season by Bryce Harper's standards. So, but I will say this, LA, are you encouraged by what we saw in that three games? I mean, they had double digit hits in all three games, not a ton of extra base hits, but they had some, and you know, he had a few that went over the wall for home runs. Were you at least encouraged by the offense in the lineup through those three games? Because it did seem like they put together a lot of hits in the three games.
Yeah, they did. And it was great to see. I think, you know, coming off of that Toronto series and Pittsburgh and coming home, it was like, oh, man. We faced decent pitching and on those trips, on that trip. And, you know, Colin Ray kind of held us down a little bit. But I think, you know, seeing what they did offensively, just when they had chances, you know, getting some guys in, they got a lot of hits in the first game. Not getting the key hits.
Yeah, a lot of singles.
But when we had guys in scoring position yesterday, we got a couple big hits. Mm-hmm. That's what we were lacking. And, you know, if everybody just gets a big hit here and there, it makes a huge difference in the whole ball game and the way the ball game goes forward. It's just, and I think with the confidence for the team and the morale of the team, you know, when you think about it, you think, hey, we don't have Harper. You know, it's no excuse. It doesn't help. I mean, obviously, you'd think it would be better if you had him in there. But again, the other guys pick it up, and I just think that's what they have to do. Not try and do too much. Don't go up there and try to hit a home run if you're not a home run hitter. Don't go up there, you know, with two strikes. Try and protect. Foul balls up and go the other way. Look the other way. Look to go up the middle all the time, I think, mm-hmm. for the most part. And if you just stay focused on the little things that you need to do right, I think good things happen. But when you think, well, I got to do more, I got to do this, it's like you take your own self out of your own game. And that's, I mean, to me, that was something I thought Lizardo did with his pitching yesterday. He took them out of their game a little bit offensively because he moved some guys' feet, some right-handers. He moved them off the plate a little bit, opened up the outside much better for them. And that's doing a little thing, not trying to do too much. That's just doing a little thing that made him better. And things like that, I think, you know, this team has plenty of talent. You know, the bullpen's, you know, without Alvarado, I think, is a little bit short, not having that left-handed power arm at the back. But, you know, again, it's, I think overall, just staying within themselves and not trying to do more than you're capable.
You mentioned Lizardo, who looked great, which was a huge relief yesterday. Mick Abel got knocked around a little bit in his third start. Is there anything you saw different from Abel in that start and something that he can learn from and take to the next one?
I think one of the things for me is that when I see, you know, 96, 97 on a sinker that's letter high, I'm like, where does the sink part come in? What's that? I mean, a sinker up high is not a sinker. It's just it's a fastball that maybe runs in a little bit on a right-hander away from a left-hander, but it stays on an even plane, which makes it very hittable. The one thing I don't think it was by design. I think he just was unable to get the ball down at the knees. But there's two ways to move the hitter, I think, to keep him off balance. Is using the outside part of the plate and the inside part of the plate, and also using the knees and using the letters. And he's pretty good going in and out, but up and down, everything was like mid-thigh, high, and above. And when hitters, you know, when they see a fastball coming in there, and they don't have to look down. If it's down, they just spit on it. They're going to look for something, you know, mid-thigh to the belt. For me, that those were always nitro zones, and I generally didn't get those pitches back. And I think, well, he didn't get a few of his back either because of where they were. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think I like his aggressiveness, but sometimes you have to think about throwing downhill and throwing ball down at the knees and get the hitter's eyes going up and down, not just back and forth. And I think it made a difference in his first two starts. And if you know, he's got the power to pitch up there, but I think guys that pitch up in the top of the zone, they can do that if they're 98, 99, 100, obviously consistently. But you get, you know, 94, 96 in that area, and he was in there a lot, like 95, 96. Those are hitters have adjusted to that velocity. That's really nothing for them. It's not 99 is a big difference. 98 to 95 to 98 is a big difference. Those 3 miles there at that velocity, and so if you can't get their eyes going up and down and make them think about down, like if you think about a ball coming in at the knees, you don't see. Well, put it this way: the ball's coming in high, you see the whole ball, right? The ball's coming in low, you see the top of the ball. It's not eye level, so you're hitting a fraction of the ball when it's down low. You're hitting the whole ball when it's up high. And it's just common sense. And again, I harp on this, but I don't know if it's analytics that goes against it, but I'll take my eyes over analytics when I see 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 hitters walk away bitching to the umpire about a pitch is low when they get called out on the knees. Castellanos done it twice in the last 3 games, twice before yesterday, called out on pitches, borderline strikes at the knees. But they're on the line, like they split the bottom line, and that's a strike. It's the bottom of the knees is part of the strike zone, and they complain about it time and time again. Both teams' hitters, they bitch about that pitch to the umpire, and they walk away, and it's a strike. And it's why can't we get guys to pitch down at the knees more? It just baffles me to no end, and there's some really good pitchers and some young pitchers that are starting to do that. Skeens does it a lot. Now, he can go up top, too, with the best of them. But he also pitches down low, pitches at the knees. And it's just, I think that's one thing that makes him so effective. He's up and down, in and out. He's all four quadrants or all four directions. And that's a huge difference. I think if Mick can figure that part out, I think it would help him tremendously.
LA, it feels like we're having some PTSD here back to when Chris Young was the pitching coach talking about Eflin. Like Eflin had to go to the bullpen or sent down or whatever. Even Chris Young couldn't get on the same page.
And that's Eflin said. I mean, literally came out and said, "I got to pitch my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a high ball pitcher." But it was, and that was the analytics saying you got to pitch up in the zone. It's like, no, you don't. What a sinker doesn't sink. So why are you throwing a sinker up above the belt or belt high and above? Why? I don't understand that. The sinker you want to throw to get a ground ball. That's generally what you throw a sinker for. You don't get a ground ball belt high and above, generally. Mm-hmm. But it's not sinking. And so if you're throwing at the belt and above, that should be a four-seamer all the time. I don't know why. I mean, Alvarado did it. He threw sinkers up, you know, 97 miles an hour up in the zone. Why are you throwing a sinker up there? It's baffling to me, but I don't know. But that's what Eflin did. Eflin said, yep. I'm not pitching that way. He's $40 million richer because he went did it his way, what he thought was the right way, and it was the right way for him. So I think maybe sometimes guys got to rethink that part a little bit.
So I want to ask you about, because Kirkring feels like he's kind of taking a step forward here, speaking of sinkers. Kind of, you know, they're running in on righties. It's good to see. And then yep. Strom, what are you seeing from Strom? Because it kind of looks like the ball's dead a little bit. What are you seeing from Strom?
It's not coming out. I think lately it's been better, but it's not coming out of his hand the same. I don't know if it's. It looks like his velocity's back for the most part. Maybe not. You know, 94. Like to me, it just seems like he was 94 pretty consistently. 94. And he wasn't, he uses the top part of the zone. I think he hides the ball well. And I think making mistakes over the plate, which he just, even if it's up, but he's usually in and out. He's just making mistakes, I think, more than anything. With him, it's just location, like over the plate more, maybe not elevated as much, and they're just getting a better look at it. I think, to me, if I'm a hitter, I'm looking up high with him all the time. I'm not expecting anything down low because he generally doesn't pitch down there. And I think I think hitters are, he's another guy I think would benefit from throwing a couple pitches down in the zone and then going up, because he lives up there, and you can't argue with his numbers for the last couple of years, you know, that he's pitched here. He's been very successful, but if you lose a little bit of velocity, I think you have to be a little bit more fine with your command. And that's one thing I think needs to be talked about more, is not just, because you talk, like Abel was talking about, well, I had pretty good velocity, or maybe Topper said it. Abel had pretty good velocity and he was spinning the ball good. Like, let's talk about location. Let's put that at the forefront versus velocity and spin. But again, I don't know if that's the way it's being taught today. But I'll take a guy throwing 92 that can paint anywhere in the zone, versus somebody throwing 96, 97 that's not real sure where it's going.
All right, LA. Well, let's go get another series win this weekend. Keep stacking them. Appreciate you coming on a day late. We will we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, LA.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And thanks for the win.
Yeah, yes, no, thank you for the win. There he is, Larry. You know, LA said something there. He always talks about keeping the ball down. And I get it, by the way, like, you know, because when I'm watching the games. But he said something there that made a lot of sense to me, is that when the ball is lower, you're only seeing the top of the ball. When the ball is higher, you're seeing the whole ball. And it makes it a little bit easier to barrel up when the ball is higher. You know what I mean? Like, it makes a lot of sense. When I'm watching the games, I'm like, just maybe it's because I've watched too much Castellanos, but I'm like, just throw a low one outside.
I did see you tweet yesterday that if you got a 3-2 against Castellanos, you could strike him out.
I absolutely could. I'll just throw it way outside.
Why are y'all monitoring Spike's tweets, man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this one was sent to me. This was not.
Oh really? Who sent it to you?
Somebody sent you a.
Who sent me
Somebody
Spike's...
sent you Spike's tweet?
Wow.
Might have been Angelina.
Oh, okay.
Might have been Angelina.
Well, I was front.
If somebody's sending you a tweet, are they second guessing what Spike is saying?
Or it could have just been a funny thing, like maybe to bring up on the show.
Oh, okay.
Well, would it be second guessing if Spike could strike out Castellanos?
Well, I really couldn't strike. Well, all the responses were, okay, Elliot, or whatever. But my
point, are an Elliot wannabe. Many have said that.
My point was, it's 3-2, and I'm like, you know, I do truly love Casty, but it's 3-2, and I'm like, well, they're going to throw him a breaking ball low and away, and he's going to swing at it. And that is exact. And you saw him knowing he shouldn't swing,
yeah,
because he tried to check it, but the he needs to swing at that ball. He just like he needs to swing at it.
If I can be honest, it's the one thing about being a hitter that I'm always like, how do they not see that ball is way out of strike zone
right,
where it's going?
I know.
But obviously, if you're in a batter's box, it's a lot harder to be able to tell that's what's happening.
Yeah.
But just watching it from the game, I'm like, that ball was low from the jump.
Well, and a lot of times, Jack, you could correct me, you sort of have to guess what you think the pitcher's going to throw.
Right.
If I'm Casty, like at this point,
you should expect a low and away.
You know what I mean? Like, unless the bases are loaded and if it's full count and they
walk throw you a strike.
Yeah, they have to throw you a strike, but, you know, I'm never throwing Casty a strike in that situation.
No.
Yeah.
I think the thing about pitching up and why it's changed so much is really, I think, to combat the launch angle movement. Because
you can launch from lower.
If you can get it above the swing path consistently, it's harder for these guys to square up. I think that's why they are pitching so much more up in the zone now.
But then I think LA's point, and what I would wonder too, is when you're, I understand that on a fastball, but on a sinker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a mistake.
Huh?
You know what I mean? 215-592-9494. All right. We'll get back into Jalen coming up. What do you think, Jack? You want to talk about Jalen?
Yeah, sounds fun. Yeah. Well, we also got Broads.
Oh, we got Broads too.
And we have a U.S. Open update.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, man.
Are we going to get to Jalen?
But you said we're overrating what he did last year.
And again, overrating what he did last year.
Yes.
Which people seem to be missing the question sometimes. Sometimes. Now we got to break the whole resume.
What do you think happened?
Well, you got to say, when you say last year, people, what do you think people are focusing on last year?
I think they're looking at the one game.
Or the postseason for sure.
Yeah.
Well, then it's only two games.
Let me, quick question for both of you. Let's say.
They're not focusing on the regular season.
Let's say.
Yeah.
The dagger doesn't happen.
Yeah.
The dagger doesn't happen. Right. And the Eagles win, you know, they score 3 points there instead of seven.
They have a defensive MVP.
Yeah. I wonder what the convo is. Do you think it's that different than it is right now? He doesn't win MVP, blah, 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 blah. Or do you think it's generally the same conversation, just, you know?
I think it's, you know what?
You think it's the same?
I think it's the same conversation.
What do you think, Jack?
I think it's the same conversation.
Same convo. If the dagger never happens, he doesn't win MVP.
Our points would be a lot more valid, I think, in most people's eyes.
Right, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, even though it's 24-0.
So you think everybody's hanging on the Super Bowl MVP?
Well, no, it's just like, I think people think that that's their ticket to the golden chocolate factory, the Willy Wonka. There's your golden ticket. Yeah, he's elite now. Yeah. No. Like,
well, hold on. That does put him in the elite group.
215.
215-592-9494. Broads joins us next.
Oh, man. Are we going to bring his little Hurts points?
Oh, yeah. Hurts, my guy.
Do you think he's watching Hurts highlights, getting ready for this?
Getting all revved up.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, watching the tush push. Does that make him want to, you know, push some weight around?
Lighten up a fatty, man. Watching Hurts highlights. Dad of the year over there. Broads, and we'll get a U.S. Open update from Mike. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.